The Masterclass Series Number 25. Adding the Third Dimension. Equipment. EOS 5D Mark III, Shot Number 1, Number 2, Number 3, Number 4, Number 5, Number 6, Number 7 and Number 10. Leica VLUX Type 114, Shot Number 8, Number 9, Number 11, Number 12, and Number 13. EXIF equivalent to 35mm full frame. EF 24-70mm F4L ISUSM. EXIF. Given in captions. Editing. Adobe Lightroom Classic CC. From dynamism through zoom burst to adding the third dimension to your frame, this post takes you to the crux of photography. The story. A photographer friend of mine used to say often, "You can see a photographer's mastery over his craft in a single shot. Ask him to shoot a white egg against a white wall. Humans view a scene using two eyes. And courtesy the parallax principle, this two-eyed vision gives them the sense of the third dimension, depth. With no perception of depth, a photograph lacks appeal for the viewer." Image. An example of white on white with a perceivable third dimension, an arch leaning over a wall. The challenge. A photograph is two-dimensional. It only has a width and height. How do we add the elusive third dimension to the photo with a single-eye device, the camera? It is a challenge every photographer faces. The tools. Photographers have an armory of tools to add depth to their images. Here are a few tools, and it is not a comprehensive list. Leading lines establish close by and far away elements. Shot number 2, ISO 100 focal length 17mm aperture f4 shutter speed 1x640. Shot number 3, ISO 1000 focal length 17mm aperture f4 shutter speed 1x160. Perspective establishes respective distance and size perception. Shot number 4, ISO 1250 focal length 35mm aperture f4.5 shutter speed 1x6400. Shot number 5, ISO 200 focal length 24mm aperture f5 shutter speed 1x2500. Shooting through a frame or created frame is a powerful tool to establish near and far objects. Shot number 6, ISO 100 focal length 38mm aperture f4 shutter speed 1x3200. Shot number 7, ISO 100 focal length 17mm aperture f4 shutter speed 1x1250. Bokeh, blurring, or selective focus creates a distinct impression of foreground, midground, and background. Shot number 8, ISO 800 focal length 394mm aperture f11 shutter speed 1x1600. Shot number 9, ISO 800 focal length 40mm aperture f9 shutter speed 1x20. Using contrasting colors bring out the subject. Shot number 10, ISO 1600 focal length 53mm aperture f4 shutter speed 1x20. Shot number 11, ISO 125 focal length 128mm aperture f22 shutter speed 1x60. Light and shade is the strongest tool and is the basis of photography. You can create a subtle or strong depth perception through this tool. In fact, this is the way to go if you want to shoot a white egg against a white background, see shot number 1. Shot number 12, ISO 125 focal length 212mm aperture f12 shutter speed 1x1250. Shot number 13. ISO 125 focal length 108mm aperture f12 shutter speed 1x800. Here are the tools to create masterpieces. Help yourself become a master. Pin it for reference.